Joining us from the Ford Motor Company, Dr. Debbie Malewski on the hotline.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Where are you at?
I am sitting in my basement, but I normally work in Dearborn, Michigan in the Ford Research Laboratory.
You're in the basement.
I am put in the basement by the family.
Debbie, are you doing laundry?
No, I am not doing laundry. I am at full focus here to talk about our announcement.
Wow. This is pretty crazy. I was just reading about it, that Ford will feature some parts made out of 100% recycled ocean plastic. Who thinks of these things, Debbie?
I do, and really it was because I was having a hard time sleeping at night. I read some statistics around 13 million tons of plastic entering the ocean each year. That equates to a garbage truck a minute.
Wow.
And I couldn't stand it. And so I work in the Sustainable Materials Group. We kicked off a project 2 years ago to address it. And we ended up focusing, there's all kinds of waste in the ocean or being placed in the ocean. And we focused on ghost gear, which when I heard what it was, it's really the fishing nets that are cast into the ocean. They get caught on rocks. They end up killing countless marine animals. One net can take hundreds of years to decompose, and it catches, you know, hundreds and thousands of animals in it before it does that. So we are using that. Those discarded nets, we're giving incentives to the fishermen to bring back the nets. They're collected by our supplier, DSM. They're sorted, they're cut, they're cleaned, and they are just as good as the virgin materials we use for these clips currently in the Ford Bronco. And so the substitution has been made. We are using 100% fishing gear part on the Bronco Sport.
How are they finding these nets? They don't just jump in the boat, right?
Well, usually the fishermen, when they get a hole, they get caught on a rock, they'll just either toss them into the ocean to get rid of them, or they're caught on a rock and they don't want to bother to bring them back. So the incentive to say that there's somebody on the other side who's going to pay them for that net can really do a lot. And so that's what we're trying to do, is say, no, those nets have value. And if you bring them back to us, we'll pay you for them. And in turn, that saves a bunch of sea turtles, birds, fish, dolphins from losing their life in that net.
So the fishermen are happy.
They should be very happy about it, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of akin to us. You know, we get a piece of garbage, and we don't know if it goes in the recycle bin or the garbage bin or the compost in the backyard. And we're confused and we're frustrated. I think, you know, here they have clear vision on what happens to those nets when they're finished using them. So this part on the Bronco is a seat wiring clip. It's small, but it's our first step, and it's 100%. So not, you know, 5% of the ocean plastic, not 20%, but 100%. And we have a bunch of other parts, transmission brackets, wire harness shields, floor side rails in testing. And so we believe we can get a couple of pounds of ocean plastic onto every vehicle.
So is this this one part, is this kind of the trial part to see how it works?
Yes. And, you know, it's hard to convince people that this material is just as robust, even though it's been exposed to salt water and sunlight. But we've done all the testing. We can show all the data. It performs perfectly in this application.
I'm guessing Ford's the only one doing this.
We are so far, but really I don't feel competitive in the environmental space. And so we are leading. We're trying to show everyone that they should consider the use, and hopefully everyone will jump on board. My dream is that we'll run out of material.
Wow. So what else are you thinking up here?
If you've heard anything about what Ford's done, I mean, sustainable materials started with Henry Ford way back in the 40s, but we have put soy foam onto every North American built vehicle that we produce. We have done a lot with cellulose from trees, and this isn't cutting down trees to make the material. It's the sawdust that we're using to reinforce and replace glass fiber. And we're looking at things like algae to make foams of the future, because algae apparently blooms everywhere where everybody doesn't want it to, and almond shells. There is side products of agriculture everywhere that is currently either landfilled or burned, and we know it has high value, and we've been slowly figuring out how to replace the current materials with these materials that are available.
So this year's Ford Bronco will have that little plastic part?
Yep. We started production a couple of months ago.
Uh-huh.
And so if you go to the lot today and buy a Bronco Sport, you will have wiring clips with ocean plastic. And hopefully within the next year, we'll see more parts with this material on vehicles.
Why don't you send me one? I'll drive it around and tell you how it's working.
I love the Bronco Sport. We have one in our driveway. I love it. It's a great vehicle.
Man, I can
never
get anybody from Ford to concur with that.
Vehicles are hard to get a hold of these days for other reasons.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we know this is the right thing to do. This is the future. We just want to show that we're progressing constantly toward using the materials we should be using on vehicles.
Do you have anything to do with the chip situation?
Not I, and I'm happy about that.
Okay.
But, you know, there's been a lot of material shortages as well due to storms on the coast. And so getting a hold of plastics, it has been tough. If we can start using materials that are readily available, we'll be in better shape.
Well, you've got to get some rest, Debbie. Think up some more of those.
I certainly will, and I hope I talk with you again about another innovation in materials.
Beautiful. Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Debbie Malewski, Ford Motor Company.